This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. We've entered a new month. Oh, yes, indeed. It is the 2nd of December, 23 days till Christmas. 2021, we've got the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Looks like supply and demand have a problem for Apple, at least according to a report from Bloomberg. Looks like the iPhone 13 component suppliers are not going to order as many units as expected. One, well, some of the parts just ain't there, which is probably a good thing because a lot of people just don't want those parts to make a phone. Apparently, the company has already cut orders for the year to 80 million, when the target was actually 90 million. And we're also hearing a further drop next year. Now, of course, Apple is not alone in this. Supply issues brought by the global semiconductor shortage, yeah, it's pretty much affected every company that's in tech. We can only hope that the shortage forever everybody will get a little bit better next year. Hey, speaking of your iPhone, Twitch now is going to work with SharePlay. Yeah, they've rolled out this new feature designed to bring viewers closer together, meaning now the live streaming service supports SharePlay both on iPhone and iPad, of course, up to 32 people. And they'll be able to watch and stream while they're on a FaceTime call. Now, of course, everybody on the call will need to log in to the Twitch app. Twitch will ask you whether you want to play it for yourself or everyone on the call. Of course, if you choose to share it with everybody, SharePlay will then sync the stream with everyone's devices. Now, Twitch joins a lot of other services that have this SharePlay feature, which Apple, if you don't remember, rolled out last month in iOS 15.1. Amazon shoppers, are you on your Android device right now going, "Why can't I shop?" Well, that's because the Amazon app on the Google Play Store, it's pretty broken. Actually, all these headaches started when Google rolled out Android 12 update in October. Strangely enough, the problem's just gotten worse and worse and worse, and Amazon really hasn't done anything about it. Well, until now, because we're aboard the holiday shopping experience. All we've heard from Amazon is they are aware and are working to resolve the issue impacting the app performance. Though Amazon did point out that the issue is not affecting Amazon Fire tablets or Fire TV devices. Hell, at least that's the convenient side for Amazon, since they, yeah, own those products. The good thing is the issue is affecting only a small number of users right now, but the more people that hop on board to 12, the more it is gonna affect. So if you haven't upgraded to 12 yet for your Android device, and you need your Amazon shopping fix, it's best you hold off for a little while longer. The Nook. Hey, you remember those things? You know, Barnes & Noble's answer to Amazon for an e-reader? Well, the Nook is back, under the name the Glow Light 4. Yes, the Glow Light 4 is the first Nook e-reader with USB-C charging. Yeah, how long has USB-C been out? Yeah, that's beside the point. And according to Barnes & Noble, the Glow Light 4 offers thousands of books right at your fingertips. Kind of like a lot of those other e-book readers do. However, though, this is the lightest ever Nook reader. And as much as Barnes & Noble actually pointed that out, they never told us how much it actually weighed. They did say, though, the physical page-turning buttons have changed and are a much more smooth design now and actually sits more comfortably in the reader's hands. The screen resolution is 300 dpi, and the screen itself is 6 inches. One thing's for sure, though, if you hate charging your e-readers all the time, well, you won't have to charge the Nook Glow Light 4 that much. You can actually read on a single charge for one whole month. I know, yeah. What's the price and what are the colors? Well, the colors are red rose, violet, yellow, and brown. That's actually more of a chocolate brown. And currently, we'll set you back a cool $149.99. And finally, oh, yes, indeed. Aha, it's back. Crap for Christmas has returned. Yeah, so for the next few days, you're going to be hearing about all the wonderful crappy gifts you can give somebody for Christmas. Today's crappy gift is a rubber chicken, but not just any rubber chicken, no. This rubber chicken fits conveniently in your pocket. Yes, I'm talking about pocket rubber chickens. This is for the people out there that just cannot stand the huge size of a standard rubber chicken, but still need it on hand for those special occasions. The folks over at McPhee.com have got you covered now with five little tiny rubber chickens. They're actually 3 inches long, and they will, yes, fit snugly right in your pocket when you need them. So the next time you're, say, at some fancy restaurant or, hell, just passing through the TSA, your rubber chicken will only be a pocket away. got a story. No one else is listening? Send it our way. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is the website for everything happening at the British Tech Network. For all of our podcasts, head that direction right now. You can grab the new show over there, The Mac Show 2, The Big Show, and The Photo Show as well. Give us a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to BritishTech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.